In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, invasive species is a topic that we have been talking about quite a bit lately, and now a $512,000 grant will help the University of Florida faculty address one of these noxious pests. The funds are to test a new triple threat approach to controlling hydrilla, the state's most troublesome invasive aquatic weed. UF entomologist Jim Kuda says new approaches to hydrilla control are needed due to herbicide resistance in some parts of the state and a fear that it will soon spread to other regions. The grant funds research and extension activities on a three-part control strategy involving an insect that feeds on the weed's new growth, a fungus that damages the weed, and a herbicide that should make the weed more susceptible to both organisms. Native to Asia, Europe, and Australia, hydrilla was brought to Florida for use in the aquarium trade. However, it's grown wild in the state since the early 1960s and now infests more than 110,000 acres of lakes, ponds, and other surface waters. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.